Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning. Cloudy now, 33 degrees. While the president's lawyers continue to lay out their case in the Senate impeachment trial, the president hits the road today for a campaign rally in the solidly blue state of New Jersey.
Tonight, the president will address supporters in Wildwood, New Jersey. The president will appear alongside newly minted Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who switched parties in December following his refusal to vote to impeach the president. Hillary Clinton beat the president by 14 percentage points in New Jersey in the 2016 presidential election. The president is hoping to make the Garden State competitive in November and challenge Democrats for New Jersey's 14 electoral votes. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there were no black boxes aboard the helicopter that crashed in Southern California Sunday, killing Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others.
It sounds like they certainly believe that weather was a very significant factor in this crash, so much so that they're now putting out a message to the public asking anybody out there who has photos or videos from this area showing how foggy it was to please send it to them to help them with their investigation. And regarding the crash, they're telling us it was absolutely devastating, little chance for survival, if any at all. The debris field, 500 to 600 feet wide.
Fox's Bill Malugan reporting the Los Angeles coroner is continuing the task of recovering remains.
Authorities say part of Highway 54 in Pratt County in western Kansas remained closed Monday afternoon due to a gas leak. An emergency management spokesperson said the 10-inch line carrying butane began leaking Sunday about 2 miles east of Cullison. The leak led to a shutdown of US 54 and the railroad. In addition, 22 homes evacuated, but residents were then allowed to return to their homes. Official did not say what caused the leak. It was unclear when the highway and railroad will reopen.
Brandon Whipple has been Wichita mayor for less than a month. He tells KNSS News it's important to get it right when it comes to developing the east bank of the Arkansas River downtown.
The trick is to be bold and to think big, but also to make sure that we're listening to the public. So whatever happens as far as development, it's accepted by the public. Because if not, then it'll really be doomed to fail.
Mayor Whipple commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
A man in Northern California has been arrested, suspected of murdering five of his babies between 1992 and 2001.
In 2007, a fisherman found a box with the decomposed body of a three-month-old inside. A DNA sample was taken, but the case remained unsolved. In 2018, Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Rizik says he started a cold case DNA unit.
The science and power of DNA has shown that monsters and killers cannot hide forever any longer.
The baby's DNA was entered into the FBI system and checked weekly. This past fall, they identified the baby and were able to expand the search parameters to family matching, leading to the baby's father. 57-year-old Paul Perez, who was in prison on unrelated charges, has now been arrested. Law enforcement says the investigation led to information showing Perez killed five of his infants. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As the storm system continues to track from west to east, it's bringing us a mix of rain, sleet, and some snow today. It'll be breezy with a high 34. A chance of light snow will continue into the evening. Overnight, our low 27, and then cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, northeast wind at 17 miles per hour and 33 degrees. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and we have a special guest this morning. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Good tonight. Good to have you with us this morning. I hope you're keeping warm. Does the county actually run trucks and street treatment and so forth?
Yeah, a little bit in the county roads, on the main roads.
Yeah. Not near the city.
Not near like what the not like what the city does.
All right. Sure. Well, you served for several years as a Wichita City Council member, and then a couple of years ago switched over and ran for county commission, and now you're the chair of the board over there. What's the difference between city and county government from your perspective, if there is any?
Well, there is. Sometimes I scratch my head. There's a lot of commonality, but the county does, they get involved in a lot of health issues, obviously the sheriff department, the court system, things like that are in the Department of Aging. And so there's some things that really are not quite as visible as what when I was at the city that gets active. And of course, we support the city on a lot of their initiatives, there's some commonality. Their fire trucks, county fire trucks, are red just like the city's. So,
well, one of the bigger responsibilities you have is, of course, the incarceration of our criminals in the jail. And
right,
we've been seeing some people in the county are saying and the city are saying, you know what, we want to look to the state or somebody, see if we can't get some sort of a mental health facility in here. Because of the fact that our officers and police officers are seeing so many people in the streets who have mental issues and probably shouldn't be in jail, but should be getting some treatment. Where are you on that?
Oh, you've hit on probably what I've learned. That's probably the top initiative for our region, and it's one that the county has taken a lead on it. Yeah, this some people call it behavioral health, so it can include mental health, substance abuse, things like that, all wrapped into one. The jail, according to Sheriff Easter, I think we're at like 1,600 population, and he says about 60% of them have pretty good mental issues, that if they didn't, if those mental issues were under control, they would be, out there having a chance to be productive. And once they have those mental issues, and if it's substance abuse, then it gets into, property crimes and some stuff that makes them serve jail time. It's a bad spiral to be on.
Of course, Annette, that's a part of your budget. But like I said, maybe we can get some help from the state somehow on this. So what do you think?
Right. No, that's what we're working on. Collectively, in this whole region, and we're the state's hopefully addressing that. And if we had a mental hospital that's, it doesn't have to be very big, a facility that's 25, 30 beds, has been determined that would be both short-term and longer-term care, that would go a long way towards it. And we have a lot of nonprofits that are supportive of that, too, that provide their services. So a little bit of cat herding, but we're working on it,
What about the budget? I know when it comes to city and county, you're kind of working on the budget year-round, but you put something together and then you finalize it in August every year. Any indication that you're going to get any pressure to raise taxes or anything like that this year?
I don't believe so. I don't think there's nothing that says that we would be raising taxes. The economy has kind of been it's been a good economy nationwide, and we've been the same. It's sad that, well, not sad, but 2 months ago, you heard a common theme that said, hey, we have plenty of jobs, we just don't have enough workers. And now, the recent Spirit thing has kind of dampened that, but that's not because of a recession and things like that. That's, to me, that's kind of a bad accident, a one-off that's affected, one of our main, not only our main employer, but the main employer, the largest employer in the state of Kansas is Spirit at 12,000. So,
but when you talk about that, and that has happened from time to time in Wichita, city government, county government, we want to help the work, we want to help, but is there a whole lot that the county government can do to help those folks who are lost their jobs?
There is, in the fact that there's a coalition that's got a website that, and there's a lot of people have come together, about a dozen or 15 groups, for job replacement and training, if they want to cross train into something else, to keep these people here. We want to keep the workers here because we all believe that this the Macs will be certified sometime in the near future, and they will have to start ramping back up because there was such a back order for it. So we don't want to lose the people, and we want to lose the skills and the subcontractors. So I guess there's a, I think there's a website that these any employees can go to that gets immediate attention at whatever level they want. And so it's a little bit aggressive that we've been supportive on, and then the state's coming in and helping too. So it's a good collection of everybody's trying to help.
You know, it looks like within the next couple of months or so, we're going to have some sort of an approval of a plan for that riverfront project down there on the east bank of the Arkansas River in downtown Wichita, and the county's going to have a role in that. It may be something where some taxes may have to be levied, but at this point, it looks like we're still waiting to see what everybody thinks is the best plan of action.
Right. I understand that the plan that group is agreeing on will be one that they will propose it to the city council and the county commission for adopting or approval of the plan without overall. And it, you know, I think you've seen and heard it's a long term plan, and they put that in there where it would be it's already obviously flexible, and funding will not be part of the plan on the first approval.
Right.
But then if they go to like phase one, two, three, so phase one would be X dollars to do. I think there's a feeling that the performing arts would be high on the list that everybody would agree on, and how much of that would be private, how much could come from the various improvements that generate revenue. And then if there's a shortfall, do they recommend that we do what we did with the interest arena? Do we have a sales tax for a year or two, and to finish that gap? So that'll all come out here, I'd say, in the next 90 days or something.
All right. Well,
if they do that, then it'd have to come to the citizens for a vote. No
right.
question.
Right. Right. Well, listen. Hey, thanks for spending a little time with us this morning. Stay warm and don't slip and fall down on the ice out there. Okay.
All right, Steve. Always good to talk to you.
I appreciate it. Right. That is Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner this morning with Steve and Ted here at 7:42 on this Tuesday morning. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, and he's going to talk about the Sprint Labor Union preparing for a contract extension. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!